RadioMD, RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Welcome to the show. Today, we, many of us in general, think that the one-size-fits-all concept has become more and more common. I think it frustrates most of us. And we see this in just about every aspect of our lives, even in the medical field. The thing is, we need to step back and regain that one-on-one concept that many of us were raised with when we were much younger. Bring back a more personalized medical doctor-patient relationship, and maybe we'll start to see some of those true medical advances that we're looking for. And believe it or not, it's happening. We also need to remember and to learn that all supplements are not created equal, and we need to make sure we're searching those correct products out as well. We'll talk about that today. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotics Industry, and Dr. Andy Kogelnick is with us today. He received his MD from Emory University and his PhD in bioengineering from the Georgia Institute of Technology. He completed a residency in internal medicine and a fellowship in infectious diseases at Stanford University. After 8 years at Stanford, he left Stanford to found the Open Medicine Institute, the OMI. He has successfully driven forward a new collaborative model for personalized medicine and patient-centric clinical networks by harnessing information and biotechnology. At OMI Technologies, IT tools such as OpenMedNet intersect to bring together physicians and patients, pharma diagnostic companies, government, and foundations. His work has focused on big data analytics for Lyme, chronic fatigue, and neuroimmune disease. This is going to be very powerful information. I want to thank you both for being with me today. It's going to be quite exciting. Natasha, I have a question for you. At the very beginning, I talked about, you know, bringing back the one-on-one relationship, but I've also talked about that buyer's beware situation out there. And I think shopping for a good quality doctor is important, just as shopping for great quality supplements, because sometimes, you know, we're not all created equal, the medical care or the supplements.
You're precisely right, Jeffrey. Years ago, I was approached by the entire health food industry to write a probiotic labeling standard. This was in the late 1980s, and in 1989, the entire membership of the NNFA, which consisted of retailers, manufacturers, brokers, and educators, voted on these standards and passed them as a resolution that all people who are engaged in selling health foods should follow these probiotic labeling standards. And then later on, when we were promoting the passage of the Deshaies Amendment to allow us to make structure function claims in the industry, I was asked again to revisit my standard and put it into a good manufacturing practices book that was read into congressional record by the offices of Orrin Hatch, senator from Utah. So we do have the standards, and the problem is today that, you know, the government really doesn't control what's inside of the product of the supplements as much as they control what you say about the supplements, and that really is detrimental for us because we see the rise of chronic illness in this country, a lot of it related to the digestive tract. About 40 years ago, I said that all diseases will be connected to the digestive tract in some way or another, mm-hmm. and a lot of that, what I predicted, has come to pass, and so we really have to understand the composition of this 100 trillion microbes we see in our GI tract, their contribution to the microbiome, which is the sum of all the genetic material found in the microbiota. Just to give you an example, there's 3 million genes in our gut microbiota, which is 150 times more than the genes in the human genome. So this, you know, genetic material really controls 99% expression of genes in our body versus our genome, which controls only about 10% of the expression. So it is very important for us to understand good bacteria, which we call probiotic bacteria, how they should be manufactured, how the contents of the product should be listed on the label, because it's come to the point where we really need to know what we're ingesting if we're going to measure our results and regain health, because the whole purpose of dietary supplements, including probiotics, is to improve the health of the individual so that we allow the body to heal itself. And in order for the body to do this, we have to eliminate the confusion that abounds in the public realm about what is a good probiotic and how it should be handled and how it should be ingested in order for it to manifest the good properties we're seeking.
I mean, it kind of, the way that you're talking and from the reading from the studies that have been done, quality studies, the ideas of the bacteria that is in our system is unique to the individual. So the one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter solution that many of us have adopted is not giving us the true-to-form benefit that we're looking for, because not only, number one, do we all have different insides and gut flora and bacteria, but also everybody responds differently to both medication and natural. So you have to think of yourself as an individual, and you have to be honest about the way you're living your life, and you can't just fall into that it works for somebody else. I mean, it's going to work for me without doing a little background research and being honest.
Exactly. And here's the problem, because, microbiology is vastly misunderstood, and it's a very complex field, and I've spent more than 45 years being involved in the aspect of probiotic microorganisms, mm-hmm. and I've had the privilege to work with some really great people. And, you know, number one, I can just tell you that when you throw in like 8, 14, 16 different microorganisms in a probiotic product, the relegation of the organisms is not symbiosis. Their state in life is mutual antagonism. And so these bacteria are not in a suspended, completely dormant state. They're in an arrested growth state. So while they're in the capsule or in the bottle, they're competing with each other. And as a consequence, the consumer will not know what he's getting, whether that bacteria that he's ingesting will even survive shelf life, let alone stomach acid and bile activity, but whether or not he's ingesting the strongest microbe that will be able to help him, you know, reestablish a beneficial balance in his gut. And microbes are very selfish. They don't perform for our good. They perform for their own good. Mm-hmm. And so you have to choose a microbe that will like to live in the small intestine, and a microbe that will like to live in the large intestine, which is devoid of oxygen, and a microbe that likes to travel the intestinal tract and help with the digestive process. It's really simple if people had the guidelines. So I will make those guidelines available to all of our listeners, and I'm planning to relaunch this, you know, education in the industry, because I think at this time in our state of the health of the country, it's vital information.
Vital, important, very, very critical information. I would think I would even take it to that level. We are epidemically out of control. Our immune systems have become so impaired and weakened. And you're right, Natasha. We have to really think about the supplementation we're using, but we need to make sure that we are, you know, being honest about our lifestyles. I mean, I interview people all the time, and I said, you have to be honest with me so I know how you've been eating, how you've been living. It's a lot easier to put something together and, you know, be honest and put it out there rather than say you're doing one thing and you're really not. So today we're going to be talking more about these things. They're going to be coming up for more of us in conversation. It is a buyer's beware situation. All supplementation and probiotics are not created equal. We have to make sure that we're looking for that one-on-one relationships. We have to bring back individuality. We have to really look at the standards and bring those standards back to our industry. And I think Natasha is going to be a really, really strong voice for this yet once again. People do not respond individually all the same. We have to make sure that we're aware of what's going on. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all of my segments, visit the show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well.